George Cables is a superb pianist and outstanding composer with a real gift for melody. He was born in Brooklyn, grew up in Queens, started piano in grade school.
When you first started lessons, studying the classical music and taking the traditional lessons, did you like it right away?
Yeah, I did like the piano. I had a crush on my piano teacher.
Oh.
But I did like the piano.
Cable studied classical piano at the Manhattan High School for the Performing Arts, found a way to incorporate jazz into his afternoon commute home.
So I had to take a subway and then a bus. So I get off the subway to get the bus, and there's a pizza joint there that I'd stop in, and there was a jukebox in this place that had the only thing that was any remotely close to jazz was a Wynton Kelly cut called Little Tracy, a little calypso.
Wow.
And I love that. I play it every day.
As soon as Cables turned 18 and a little before,
I would go to the Five Spot a lot. I could see Thelonious Monk. And in those days, he was there maybe 4 or 5, 6 months at a time. And actually with a double bill. You know, I might see Mose Allison playing opposite him.
At around 19, George Cables got in a neighborhood band with drummer Billy Cobham, the Jazz Samaritans.
First few pieces I ever wrote, I wrote for that group of guys. That was important for me.
At Jazz Fest, George Cables will play with the Cookers, featuring drummer Billy Hart, bassist Cecil McBee, a great horn line, and dedication to high-energy performance.
Because this is an important thing. This is what we've done all our lives, and it's not just making a living. It's what we do and who we are.
George Cables and the Cookers play Jazz Fest Friday, May 3rd. Hear this and other WWNO Jazz Fest minutes at WWNO.org.